All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 610, the weather. We'll see a little bit of rain this morning, sprinkles, and then sun coming out this afternoon. Temps in the 70s. It is time for three things you need to know today, and we'll start with Donald Trump. The president is out of the hospital.
Yeah, he's back home.
He's back home. How weird is it that his home is the White House? He's back home.
He's just hanging out.
He's at the White House.
Did you guys notice, though, when he got home last night after leaving the hospital, you know, he walked up the steps, he was standing on the balcony, and then he ripped his mask off like a Band-Aid. My wife was like, oh my goodness, he just ripped his mask off. I'm like, he's at his house. Do you wear a mask in the house?
All right, I saw that, but I was thinking in my own mind, Melania just wanted a couple extra days.
Yeah.
I know, right. Melania, when you're there 24/7 with your man since March, you know, his time away might have been nice.
Yeah. She's the chopper landing and she's like, oh, no, he's home.
Oh, man. That's how I feel sometimes, too. Also, you need to know today that cinemas are closing. Some of them. Regal Cinemas temporarily closing 500 theaters across the U.S. They made the decision because they said lack of movies. This came just a few days after the James Bond movie was postponed to next year. So many movies are being postponed to next year or beyond. And they basically said, look, we don't have movies to show. However, I think they're missing the mark. I think they need to show classics, Airplane, 16 Candles, bring back nostalgia and the old movies and start playing those.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, at the beginning of the pandemic, Trolls 2 was supposed to be in theaters like in April.
Right.
And they ended up releasing it on demand on TV for like $20. You got it for 48 hours. It was the best thing ever.
It was.
You didn't have to leave your house. You could watch it whenever you wanted. It was great. I think more movies are going to be doing
that. They will be doing
that. And I think they should be doing that. But I also feel like if you want to save your cinemas, I mean, I think it's like 40 or 50,000 people out of work now.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if they pull back, if they showed some classics, like the real classics, if people would go like, oh my God, Star Wars, the very first Star Wars ever. They're showing it, you know.
Just do it like half price or something like that. Just get people back in. I miss going to the movies so much.
Anything.
So great.
And the third thing you need to know and the three things you need to know today is that we're just 3 days away from phase 3 in Connecticut. That is on Thursday. That means more openings, more people inside restaurants.
Yeah.
I can't even remember. The museums, barbershops,
hair salons.
And it's good for the restaurants because it's starting to get cold outside.
Right.
I drive by this one Chinese restaurant in East Hampton, and it's like 7 o'clock at night, and the people eating outside are bundled up.
Yeah.
Like, man, they must be freezing.
If you'd like to know all about phase 3, which, yes, is on Thursday, head over to the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Doja Cat, Say So, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 625, a morning shower or two, and then afternoon sun, temps in the low 70s. It is time for Walmart Jeff Jones.
So there's going to be three big Halloween costumes this year. I mean, if you're going to a Halloween party, it's going to be a very small gathering.
Well, and your kids, you mean for adults? Because your kids already have their costumes, right?
Not yet.
Oh, they don't.
They know what they want to be. We just have to go out and buy them.
Right.
So the three costumes that are going to be big this year, the sexy Tiger King outfit. Which, I mean, you can only guess what that is.
Yeah.
The Karen, dressing up as a Karen, you know, the short blonde hair, maybe a tracksuit. You're always looking for the manager because something's wrong.
Fanny pack.
Always complaining.
Always complaining. And I think the number one costume this year is going to be the sexy mail-in ballot costume. Basically, it's a white tube dress.
Like an envelope?
Yep. With graphics on it. It says official ballot envelope. It'll also have a first-class mail sticker on it. The address also comes with two nipple pasties that say, I voted. You know how you get the I voted stickers?
Let me see it. Let me see it.
And that dress is $29.99.
All right.
And then for $60, you can get the sexy post lady dress.
That is very sexy.
It is very sexy.
I think it's the woman wearing it. You put those pasties on me and dress me up like an envelope. It's not going to look like that.
That's true. Now,
it's
Courtney,
not going to look like that.
If you had to go as one of the following, Karen, the sexy ballot, or the sexy Tiger King, which one would you choose?
I've got all of Karen's clothes.
Oh, really?
All of them. I could dress like Karen tomorrow if you wanted me to. That's for sure.
There you go. If you want to check out this costume, and guys, I put a lot of pictures of this costume on our webpage.
I'm sure you did.
You can check it out at kiss957.com and then click on Walmart Jeff's page.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It's time for your Hollywood report. Kim Kardashian opening up about her husband Kanye West having coronavirus and caring for him. She says it was a really scary time. She said Kanye had it way at the beginning when Tom Hanks did, and nobody really knew what was going on. She said, I had my four babies and no one else in the house to help. Changing his sheets with gloves and a face shield was a very scary time. He had chills. He would be lying in bed shaking, having to take hot showers. She said she had to watch videos telling her what she was supposed to do to care for him and help him get over it.
So it sounds like she was like a normal wife.
Well,
she was complaining about having four kids in the house and no help. Oh,
that's
no.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, no.
But her four kids were really, really young. I mean, those are young kids. You can read all about it on our blog. Chris Pratt joked about voting on Instagram and his fans don't like it. He was encouraging people to vote for his movie Onward at this year's People's Choice Awards.
Okay.
And they all thought he was being insensitive. He thought he was making a joke. He posted, the upcoming 2020 People's Choice Awards is the most consequential vote in the history of mankind times a million infinity. Vote for Onward for Family Movie of the Year.
Come
and they
on,
all
man.
Thought it launched a firestorm of angry responses. Chris has since turned off the comments on the post.
Sometimes it's just take
Stupid.
A joke. Yeah, come on.
That's the joke.
I thought it was a joke too. I mean, yeah. I didn't read anything into it myself. And fans of Dancing with the Stars are now begging for Tom Bergeron to return after Tyra Banks mistakenly eliminated the wrong couple.
Please have Monica come back. There's been an error in our control room, but we're making it happen. This is live TV, right? This is the craziness of live TV.
I love Tyra Banks, but she has announced the wrong names. She's eliminated the wrong couples. There's something about Tom Bergeron I like.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just being like familiar and I don't know. I feel like Tom's a friend. I once worked for Tom Bergeron. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's it.
I really like him. You can see that and more at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:49, time for good news. And if you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. Share it with us. Spread the word. Tell everybody. 860-247-9570. Good news. If you're looking for something fun to do with the family.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are trying to get their families out of the house, especially before the winter comes. And the Hartford Yard Goats, they're going to be hosting a fun golf event at Dunkin' Donuts Park. It's called Links at the Yard.
Ooh.
And this is a nine-hole target style kind of golf course set up all across the ballpark, and it's happening October 14th through the 17th. And I went to this last year and it was a ton of fun. Great for kids, great for families. So Links at the Yard, and they have a few more openings available, and we have all the info at kiss957.com.
All right, I've got good news. If you like pumpkin spice, I think I'm kind of over it. I'm not sure if I'm over it.
I mean, pumpkin spice came out in like July this year.
I know.
I love pumpkin spice.
Well, you might like this, Gavin. The Honey Baked Ham Company announcing that for a limited time, their store locations will be selling pumpkin spice glazed turkey breasts.
That sounds good.
You just have to check your local Honey Baked Ham store. It will be available. It's available actually now until the end of the month. So if you want that, it is the pumpkin spice glazed turkey breast.
This is the most confusing thing ever. The ham store
selling a turkey breast.
Selling turkey breast as pumpkin spice.
But I'm just wondering why they wouldn't do a pumpkin spice ham.
Ham, right?
That sounds like it would be even better.
Yeah,
yes,
that's what
me,
I was thinking.
Right?
That's what I thought you were going to go with it.
No, it's a turkey breast. There you go. That's my good news. Walmart, okay. Jeff, what's your good news?
There's good news for a 21-year-old college student up in Quebec. She was hanging out drinking with her friends. They were doing the wine thing. They also, you know, dabbled in a little tequila. Ugh. And this 21-year-old had a great idea of putting herself in a dryer. She was unable to get herself out. Her friends couldn't get her out of the dryer. So they had to call in the hot firefighters. Like six or seven firefighters showed up at this girl's house.
Did you say called in the hot firefighters?
Yeah.
All right.
They asked, they called 911 and said, can you send the hot firefighters? And they were able to get the 21-year-old out.
How small is she? I'm sorry. You have to be really small to get into a clothes dryer.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, because they are tiny. And then they had those like little slots.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, and they got her out. So the good news is she was fine.
Yeah, she's doing okay.
She was saved. Yep. And don't try and get into a dryer, please.
Yeah.
I don't care how hot the firemen are.
And don't mix wine and tequila.
No, that is the best point right there. Hey, if you've got good news and you'd like to spread the word, share it right now. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time for War of the Roses.
All right, yeah, let's do it.
War of the Roses, if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us, and we managed to get the answers. This morning, we're going to Ellington.
Right.
Chloe is on the line, and she's having a problem with her boyfriend. So good morning, Chloe.
Good morning.
Hey,
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I really hope we can help you out on War of the Roses this morning. The producer says your boyfriend's name is Mark, but before we can do anything, Chloe, you have to tell me why you think he's cheating on you. What's going on?
So, yeah, I mean, we've been together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we're super in love, kind of on the same page. We've been talking about moving in together.
Ooh.
And his lease is almost up, so it's been a topic of conversation for a while, and he was all super excited, but now that his lease is almost up, he's starting to become incredibly distant, and now he just announced that he wants to move into his buddy's house, and he no longer wants to move in with me.
Okay.
All right.
Well, here's the thing, though. 3 years, Chloe, I feel like 3 years is you're at that pivotal point where you're at the 3 year mark where it, you know, it's time for a ring, probably. Do you want to get engaged?
I mean, absolutely. That, you know, I think for us, it was like move in and like this is it. Like we're starting to develop the rest of our life together. And now with his wishy-washiness, I'm not sure. And I feel like there's another woman. I really just have this intuition. I don't know.
Yeah, intuition. Anyway, we'll get to that one later.
Stop,
but let me
Walmart.
Ask you a question. Please don't take this the wrong way.
Don't ask it if you think she's going to take it the wrong way.
Well, no, I just want to know, has anything changed on your end? I mean, have you been talking about future plans? Have you been getting a little too clingy and stuff like that?
I mean, not that I know of. I mean, he's the kind of the one that started to bring up moving in together, and then we kind of ran with it.
All right, so you think maybe, could it be that he's nervous, Walmart Jeff? He's just nervous.
I don't know. Sometimes you women get like this.
Oh.
No. Sometimes you guys get like, you start making like future plans, and you start throwing out these crazy ideas about doing stuff together, and sometimes that can turn a guy off.
All right, you're just not man enough to handle it, that's
all. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Chloe, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call Mark up. We're going to offer him roses. We're going to try and get a little information out of him. You're going to be listening in the whole time. At any point, if you want to jump in on the conversation, feel free, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Here, we're going to call up Mark. Walmart Jeff, you're going to be the florist, and you're going to be kind. You're going to be thoughtful.
Oh,
you're going to
be
sensitive.
Definitely. All that jazz.
Yeah, be sensitive.
Mark. Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Mark there?
Mark's here. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Hey, Mark, this is Steven from Flowers Express. How are you today?
Good. I don't have any flowers. I didn't order flowers, you know.
You didn't order any flowers, but I'm just calling to let you know that you actually won some flowers in our online contest. Congratulations.
That's really, I got flowers? I have flowers?
Yep.
I can, like, send them? Or what? How does that, okay.
Yeah, so
okay,
basically.
That's really helpful. I need those.
Okay, so here, Mark, let me get some details thrown your way, if you can just take a second and just kind of hang out and relax.
Sure.
It's a dozen roses in our online contest. We're not going to send you the flowers, but we're going to send the flowers to someone that maybe you could brighten their day.
Yes. I mean, I kind of messed up with somebody recently, so I could really, really use these flowers, funny enough.
Okay, awesome. Well, I guess this is the perfect timing then. So, Mark, here's the deal. With the flowers, we can send a card. Is there a message that you would like me to write on the card?
Yeah, hopefully I won't get too sappy with this one, because I really love this girl, funny enough.
All right, well, throw it at me. Let's hear it.
All right, so, to the love of my life, my church cute little kitten, you and I are church cats through and through. Victoria, thank you so much for the life you give me. I love you so much.
All right, well,
please accept these
cards.
Hello?
All right.
Yep.
Hold on a second. Hi, Mark. It's Chloe.
Hey.
Mark, it's
Chloe,
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning.
What?
It is Kiss 95.7. You're on the air. It's War of the Roses. That's your girlfriend, Chloe. Go ahead, Chloe.
Hi. So, are you absolutely kidding me? Like, you're cheating on me. You're in love with that slut from church, Victoria. Like, honestly, right now, that's what's going on with us?
This is a new life, okay? I don't know what to tell you. This is a new life I'm starting, all right?
Hold on a second. You're still with me.
She can't be a slut.
No, you are still with me. Like, what is going on? You're supposed to be moving in with me, and now you're saying how much this girl is the love of your life? Like, I'm in shock. I don't even know what to say.
Chloe, I'm in shock too. I can't believe it. Mark, you're supposed to be moving in with Chloe, and all of a sudden you're calling some girl Victoria from church the love of your life?
This is a new thing. Like, we drifted apart. I don't know what else to tell you. I messed up with my church lady. I'm going to win her back, okay? But as far as I'm concerned, so I think you and I might be through.
I'm absolutely we are through. I'm sorry. This is a new thing, but you're in love with her, and, like, you didn't think that, like, you're not man enough to just tell me?
I'm so confused.
I think me and Victoria are going to be having a little bit of a chat. So, lucky for you, we know each other.
I'm the man of man.
Okay.
And you met her at church. Okay, well, this is probably not...
I like this.
Not what I saw happening.
Yeah,
we're good
me neither.
People. We were in church, okay? We can't be sluts if we're in church.
Oh, my God. Are you guys listening to this? Like, I can't even handle this.
I think you dodged
it. This is a guy that I gave 3 years of my life to, and I am regretting every minute of it now.
My God. You should be learning from me. I have so much to teach if you would be willing to learn from me.
What?
I'm a teacher. I go to church. I'm a teacher in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Chloe, I'm so blown away right now.
What church do you go to?
I don't really know what else to say. Wow.
This is all so bizarre. Wow. Mark clearly is cheating on you with Victoria from church, but he wants to teach you a lesson. You know what? I'm going to, let's just hang up with Mark. Chloe, can you hold on for a minute? I want to chat with you off the air.
Yeah.